inbounds. Let's see if they're going to call a timeout here.
He's a little slow getting up, too. Not what you want to see if you're a Trojans fan, but he limps to the backfield. That's not somebody Trojans can afford to have go down.
Clock at 45 seconds now. Trojans almost within striking distance now of the pass. Rudolph is going to take it himself. Left side, cuts it to the middle. Crosses the midfield to the 45-yard line where they're going to mark it there. 33 seconds to go.
Yeah, I think Rudolph made a smart decision there. He had McCraney pulling on the play, and McCraney went outside the tackle. But Rudolph will cut back inside the tackle. And that might have been a good decision there. More positive yardage.
Trojans take a timeout, and we'll take one with them to hear from our sponsors.
When you're in the mood for good food, not just fast food, it's time to visit Wayne's Lunchbox in Spindale. Of course, he does offer the favorites like burgers and hot dogs, but he also serves up a delicious hot meal of meats and vegetables. And beginning Tuesday, September the 6th, Wayne will have brand new hours, Monday through Thursday, 11 until 7 p.m., Yep, Wayne is going to serve supper, starting at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., a dinner menu of meats and vegetables only. That's Wayne's Lunchbox, 391 East Main Street in Spindale. Call 828-395-2225. Wayne's Lunchbox is a proud supporter of high school football.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Coming out of the timeout here, the Trojans call it, trying to get another score here before halftime. It's 14-7, 33 seconds to go before the half. Rudolph is going to drop back. Has time. Has plenty of time. Dancing around. Looking downfield. Going to throw it away now. Incomplete and out of bounds. Clock stops at 25 seconds. Good coverage downfield by the Bearcats.
Landrum was doing everything he could to coax a holding call out of the referees, but they didn't fall for it. Excellent job officiating there by the umpire.
Caden Metz out there along that offensive line blocking.
Quick score update, Patton 16, East Rutherford 0, second quarter.
A lot of close homecoming games tonight. That stops the clock, incomplete pass.
Let's see here, if you're the Trojans, you've got a question. Do you run the ball here because you don't want to give Harrisville the ball back, or do you take another shot here and hope you don't have to punt?
I think you're taking another shot. Rudolph's going to keep it himself. He's trying to get outside. He's going to be, I think he got enough for the first down, dragged out of bounds. Didn't get out of bounds. The clock continues to run. 20 seconds to go. So they're going to say he went down, and they're going to maybe let the clock run out here, down to 11 seconds.
I think Carter's going to take a timeout here, about 5 seconds left, and just take one shot to the end zone. Or 3.6. Close enough to five.
Trojans take their last time out. We'll take one also and be right back for the final.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
WCAB.
Welcome back to Allen Stadium. Here's where we stand. 3 seconds to go before the half. It's 14-7. Chase Trojans on top of the Hendersonville Bearcats. Looks like the Trojans are going to go for the end zone here. Rudolph will back to pass. Has time. Looks, throws it deep down. It's going to be an end zone. Oh, over the shoulder of his receiver. Just missed. Went to the outside shoulder. Ball falls incomplete. Just across the goal line, looking for DeRisma. And that'll do it here. Our halftime score is going to be Chase 14, Hendersonville 7. We'll be back for the second half very soon.
It's the store folks in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton.
WCAB.
Hello, this is your Rutherford County Republican Sheriff Candidate, Aaron Ellenberg. As a lifelong resident of Rutherford County, I have over 22 years of dedicated, professional law enforcement service committed to the citizens of Rutherford County. I bring police, sheriff, state, and federal law enforcement experience to the sheriff's office. I will use my experience as your sheriff to ensure the residents of Rutherford County receive proactive, professional, honest, and quality law enforcement service we all deserve. I pray for a safe and successful school year for all of our students and staff. Hope every student athlete has a successful season personally and as a team. Good luck to everyone, and let's go vote Aaron Ellenberg for sheriff on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Aaron Ellenberg sheriff of Rutherford County.
Get 105 meg fiber-rich internet from Vive for only $25 a month for the first 12 months. One of the many great reasons you get more with Vive. Our network provides speeds up to 5 gig, 24/7 local support, 30-day money-back guarantee, a great streaming experience for the whole family, and free install when you order online. Call today or visit us online at vibebroadband.com. Offer ends 10/31/22. Not available in all areas. Modem taxes and fees extra. Subject to data plan. Visit vibebroadband.com for additional restrictions.
One of the Carolinas' leading bark mulch manufacturers is Spindell Mulch Company. They carry double ground pine bark mulch, color-enriched hardwood mulch, topsoil compost, premium potting mixes, aged pine bark, and best start garden soil. Also certified playground material mulch. These mulches are high-quality Appalachian bark that is blended for best performances. They also carry river rock, stone, and gravel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, closed on Saturday. Call 287-3561. Spindell Mulch Company, 325 Spindell Street, Spindell.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Welcome back. It's homecoming here tonight, Chase High School, Allen Stadium. They'll be crowning a homecoming queen pretty soon here. But our score is 14-7. Trojans on top of the Bearcat. Trojans scored first with a five-minute drive in the first quarter. Took the opening kickoff down. Rudolph had a 19-20-yard run at the 7-4 point of the first quarter. Kick was good, making it 7-0. Then each team swapped a couple times, and with 3:22 to go, it was a 22-yard pass from Turner McSwain, picked up a bad snap, threw it 22 yards to Tavon DeRisma, make it 14-0 after the kick. And Chase was getting ready to go into cruise control, and then all of a sudden, with 3:32 to go, Hendersonville got the ball back, drove it downfield with a couple of big passes to Rashid. 1:07 to go in the half, it was a 9-yard run by Hezzy Rudisell. Kick was good, making it 14-7. That's where we stand at the half. Expected an exciting game, and it just gave us all that so far. A little more low scoring than I figured. Both of these teams averaging, you know, Chase coming in at 55 a game and Hendersonville at about 42, I think it is. But the best defense both of these teams have probably seen this year.
Yeah, when I've watched Hendersonville tonight, I'm also surprised the Trojans only have 14 points. Hendersonville's given up a lot of big plays. It's really been the penalty. That's been the Bearcats' best defense against Trojans' offense. It's been the penalties. It's been the kind of self-inflicted wounds, if you would. And I think that's why Chase only has 14 points. If you go back and I look at this first half, I don't feel like this is a 7-point game. I feel like Trojans would be up by 14 or 21, which makes it even more scary for the Trojans. They did an outstanding job for, I guess, 21 minutes of keeping Hendersonville offense under wraps. And then all of a sudden, two quick passes, and Hendersonville's down there at the 10. So the Trojans are going to have to make sure they clean that back end up and not allow those big plays in the second half. If you make Hendersonville drive the field, I don't know if they can consistently do that. But when you allow them to get the big play and have four play scoring drives, five play scoring drives, that's when you get in trouble.
And exactly right.
So like I said, offensively, Chase is really doing what they want. They're running the football, and Hendersonville's not really had an answer for it yet. So the Trojans have just got to make sure they stay away from those self-inflicted wounds. And they should not have much of a problem in the second half if they can avoid those and then take away the big plays from Hendersonville. Which, again, is easier said than done.
And like you feel like Chase has controlled this ball game, but, you know, Hendersonville gets the ball coming out in the second half and a quick score and this game's tied. That's just the way it goes sometimes.
And Hendersonville's offense, that kind of air raid attack is built upon rhythm. It's built upon confidence. It's built upon success off the last play. If they're not having a lot of success, the offense kind of slows down. The pace is not quick. But we've also seen something out of Hendersonville that we did not see a couple weeks ago. They are being slower and methodical on offense, at least every drive until that last one. The last one you saw them pick up the pace because they didn't want to get the ball back to Chase because they've not had much success in stopping the Trojans' offense. So it's going to be interesting how the second half plays out.
We thought we wouldn't see Hendersonville try to control that game clock, but they have ran it down to the last few seconds. And I guess it's paying off for them. They've shortened the game. Chase has only had, four possessions, I think, and
four,
scored on two of them.
Yeah. And I think the last one made five because Rudersill was back in and they both get two.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't really call it a full possession because he had the ball for a minute.
I'm anxious to see this second half, and most second halves this season, Chase has played with a running clock. So, are they conditioned well enough to go toe to toe for 24 more minutes? That's the question we'll see answered here tonight.
But on the same hand, Hendersonville has been in the same situation most of this season, where they've had huge leads in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we may see both teams dragging by the end of the game. We can give you some other scores around the area, I guess. It's got, if they're up to date, probably not, but South Point leads Crest 21-7. Polk County and Irish Central in a good game, 19-14, Polk County on top. East Gaston's leading Thomas Jefferson 21-8, last score I have. Kings Mountain over Forest View 28-0. Tuscola leading North Henderson 27-3. I've got no score, Patton East Rutherford. I think you had a
16-0. Last I saw.
At the halftime, Shelby leads Highland Tech 63-0.
That's sad.
They'll just call that one off. Down in South Carolina, Landrum Cardinals lead the Chesney Eagles 14-0 at the half. And no score, I believe, over at Broome High School over in southern Spartanburg County. And over at Blacksburg, they trail 96-18-7. Got no score. Bessemer City Burns, that's probably pretty much in control, too, isn't
it? Yeah, I think last I saw, Bulldogs were up about 29-0.
63-0 at the half. Wow.
You know, I made the comment to somebody the other day. I said, in games like that, when you know it's going to be like that, I think we should just have a running clock from the beginning of the game. Hamburgers, hot dogs, half price, admission, half price.
You get more people out there then.
Absolutely.
I guess I'm going to run over these rosters as I normally do it during the halftime. We'll go over Hendersonville first. Number one, Eric Rashid. Number two, Hezzy Rudisil. Number three, Elijah Ferguson. Number four, Malachi Jacobs. Number five, Malik Ingram. Six, Tayshawn Collins. Number seven is Leonard Benefield. Eight is Todd Lattimore. Nine, Kalen Maxwell. 10, Elijah Gibbs. 11 is Dennis Waters. 12, Ivy Harper. 13, Cooper King. 14 is Rutledge Pace. 15, Curtis Mitchell. 16, Cade Shirley. 17, Malik Russell. 18, Bell Pace. 22 is Gianni Jacobs. 42 is Paul Orr. 44, C.J. Landrum. 50, Bentley Cornwell. 52, Chaz Johnson. 53 is Jonathan Rico. 54, Jackson Pace. 55, Matthew Sparks. 56, Reese Wilson. 57, Chase Maney. 58, Colton Ballard. Number 59 is Malachi Scott. 64 is Avery Thomas. 70 is Lomarion Barber. 75, William Capel. 76, Eli Cole Davis. 77, Graham Painter. 79, Sebastian Sanchez. 88, Ford Pace. And 99, Brock Stepp. Head coach is Kieran Ward. Assistant coaches are Dave Maines, Don Ledbetter, Robert Kirby, Marvin Featherstone, Luke Dotson, and Mark Cook. Now we'll get over here on the 2022 Chase roster. We got senior number two, Brennan Kingery. Sophomore quarterback, number 3, Turner McSwain. Senior, number 4, Anthony Smith. Junior, number 5, Cade Davis. Number 6, senior, Marquise McCombs. Number 7, senior, Brennan Austin. Number 8, senior, Isaiah Dodd. Number 9, Tavon DeRisma, senior. Number 10, senior, Jalen Rudisell. Number 12, sophomore, Jahari Mosley. Number 14, Devin Mosley. 15, Zach Frazier. 16 is Cameron Mills. 17 is Carter Chapman. 18 is Alex Paredes, junior. Number 20 is junior Lucas Bright. 21, junior Caleb Shires. Number 22, senior Germany Harris. Number 23, junior Jordan Baxter. Number 24, wide receiver junior Tillon Payne. Number 33, sophomore Landon Barnes. Number 48, senior Weston Smith. Number 50, Hayden Galloway. 52, junior Cameron Bradley. Number 55, Ty Kilgo, junior. Number 56, junior Kyler McGinnis. 57, junior Todd Allred. 58, junior C.J. Davis. Junior number 65, Jeremiah Lipscomb. Number 66, Caden Metz, a senior. Number 70, senior Chris Lee. Number 72, sophomore Justin Jones. 73, sophomore Jakari Davis. 74, senior Reagan McCraney. Senior number 85, Brian Sixtos. And senior 88, A.D. Wilson. Head coach Chris Cogdell. Assisted by Tyrese Brooks, Jordan Rumfelt, Jeff McCraney, Todd Frazier, Thomas Crawford, Malik Young, David Paddock, Michael Short, Dirk Thomas, Marquise Cash, Daniel Bailey, Tuba Boykin, Equipment Manager Brad Jones, Athletic Director Tony Wald, and Principal Kevin Bradley. Some of the stats coming into tonight's game leading up to tonight was McCombs had 37 carries for 466 yards and 13 touchdowns. Austin, 16 carries, 252 yards and 5 touchdowns. Turner, 9 carries, 85 yards, 1 touchdown. That was McSwain. Jalen Rudisell with 12 carries, 355 yards and a touchdown. Caleb Shires, 2 carries for 6 yards. And Kate, 4 carries for 30 yards and a touchdown. Their receiving yards was McCombs at 157 and 2 touchdowns. 225 yards, 3 touchdowns for DeRisma. Jahari with 133 yards and a touchdown. Isaiah Dodd, 5 receptions for 60 yards. Passing has Jalen Rudisell 11 out of 14, 241 yards and 4 touchdowns, and Turner McSwain 25 out of 33, 414 yards and 3 touchdowns. Very well balanced here is this Chase Trojan offense, and this defense has been impressive tonight.
Yes, it has. You know, I'm sure there were questions about the defense coming into tonight's game, you know, due to, you know, competition, not necessarily of their own fault. But definitely showing up and showing out tonight, at least for the first half. But they've got to do it for 2 more quarters. Trojans going to win this ball game.
24 minutes. Can they hold on? You'd like to see them get a quick stop and a score coming out.
You would. That would just put so much pressure on Harrisonville, you feel like. And would be an excellent opportunity to give the Trojans an opportunity to close this game out. There's going to come a point, I feel like, in this game, in the second half, where the Trojans are going to get the ball, and they're going to have an opportunity to close this game out, whether it be running the clock out, punching one more in the end zone, whatever the case is. I feel like there's going to be that chance, because there always is when you're talking about a team who might, you know, in recent years have not been able to beat the team that they were possibly an underdog to. It always comes down to that. And so I feel like the Chase is going to have the opportunity. They're going to be able to write their own story, write their own chapter on this season. I just feel like that point is going to come in this ball game.
Yeah, that's what you expect there. And again, this would be a big thing coming in. Harrisonville 2-0 in region. Brevard 2-0. So this would put Chase up there tied with Brevard. I think Brevard's off tonight. I think that's the thing.
I believe they are because there's 7 teams and 6 of them are playing tonight in this county.
Kind of hard to do that. So, yeah, Brevard off there 3-3 overall. not sure if they played as tough a schedule or not. They scored 139 and give up 118.
Seems like they lost to Asheville, maybe Tuscola. Could have been two of their losses. I don't remember them all, but their non-conference schedule is not a walk in the park by any means. They tested themselves, and they definitely had to, and they had to because they knew conference schedule was going to be tough. Because this is a good conference, it really is. You start comparing conferences, you look at the top. You know, you've got Chase, you've got Hendersonville. You know, those are going to be better than a lot of 1-2 teams in conferences. Then you go to the third down, it might be Polk, it could be Brevard. Both of those teams are going to beat a lot of teams that are in third place with their conference.
That Brevard opened up with a win against Pisgah at home and then lost three straight, lost to Robbinsville 32-7 and shut out by Asheville 28-0 and then lost to Irwin in a shootout 32-27. They then came back to beat East Rutherford and RS Central 40-6 and 44-6. So kind of an up and down season for Brevard.
Yeah, they seem to enjoy playing in Rutherford County Schools. that's what I gather from everything you just said, Terry.
Yeah, exactly. I was doing some research this past week and looking at Chase scoring. They've outscored their opponents in the first half by 185-19 in the first and second quarters. 84-16 in the first and 101-3 in the second quarter.
And that's absolutely impressive for the Trojans, and it showed their dominance so far this season over the teams that you would say they should have beat. You know, they've come out against those teams, punched them in the mouth from the get-go, stayed on the gas, and was able to win all those games running away.
And then here's 5-0, Hendersonville 4-1. Somebody's going to come out here tonight, still sitting on top of first place. Let's hope it's the Trojans. And I think they've announced a winner for a homecoming queen.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did not catch the name.
I didn't either. Well, I guess you'd be back in 10 years to present the crown, and that's the way most schools do it, I guess. You win it, and then 10 years later, you come back, bring your kids with you. And
yeah, usually around here, they do it the very next year. She'll come back and crown the winner next year if she's able to.
Well, that's a good way of doing it. That way you don't have to wait 10 years after they've already, had three or four kids or got a career somewhere else away from here.
And if I'm not... I could be wrong, but I think the winners of earlier, both queens, would now get to ride on the back of a Jeep. They'll do a lap around the stadium, wave to everyone else. I guess you could say the peasants of the stadium, and the two queens will wave to the stands and the fans.
They now officially own the school for the rest of the year, right?
At least the rest of the night.
Yeah. That's nice. If they got this in, you'd hate for it to be, tomorrow night and it's pouring down rain out there and they've got all these fancy dresses that they spent hundreds of dollars on. And
the hair and makeup. This is an important night for them, and it should be. I always love homecoming. The festivities, the ceremonies, they're a lot of fun, and you love to see these young girls and their escorts get recognized.
It makes you wonder who's more excited, the girls running for homecoming court or the parents?
Absolutely. No question about it. No question about it. You know, there's a lot of proud parents in the stands right now.
I had a daughter that's just not into the beauty thing. She never had that opportunity. So maybe I need to adopt somebody so I can escort them across the field.
Second chance.
Because it's hard to do sitting up in the press box. So I guess I made my choice, I guess.
You did, but... Knowing you, Terry, I feel like if you had a daughter that wanted to do this, you'd jump in a hurry to escort her and give up a press box gig for one night.
Probably so. Well, the clock winds down here at halftime. They're probably going to put 3 more minutes on there, so you're going to have to listen to us ramble on for 3 more minutes. Talk about everything we could talk about. Other games going on, we got that. We got the region standing, so we're ready for some more football. 24 minutes.
We are. Maybe they'd like to hear from our sponsors one more time before we start the third quarter.
Yeah, we'd probably do that. We'll let you hear from them, and we'll be back bringing the second half shortly.
Hello, I'm Jason Weiss, seeking the office of sheriff for the third time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff. Vote Jason Weiss.
To win in sports, you must adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Why not let Andrew Tisdale, your Edward Jones financial advisor, help you create a game plan for financial success? Call 828-287-9197 and get started today. That's Andrew Tisdale at Edward Jones Financial Advisor, 828-287-9197.
See you in September at your local drop-in store. This month, try their hot wing meal. 6 hot wings, 6 potato wedges, bread and dipping sauce, all for $6.99. And for breakfast, 2 gravy biscuits for $4.50. Cool off with 28-ounce Powerades, 2 for $3.50. 20-ounce Minute Maid soft drinks, 2 for $2.50. For real milkshakes, just $3.19. And a smoothie or protein shake for $3.39. At your nearest drop-in store for our City, Shiloh, Sandy Mush, or Bostick.
When you need a rental car or van, Family Car Rental is close by. Joe and Jill Rash are owner-operators and promise to treat you like family. If you need a car while your car's in the shop or maybe a van for a Sunday school trip, Family Car Rental has just the car or van that will fit your need and budget. 5 locations to serve you, including 500 West Dixon Boulevard in Shelby, 956 Reapsville Road in Lincolnton, 1604 North Limestone Street in Gaffney, 1344 Boiling Springs Road in Spartanburg, and right here in Forest City, 895 South Broadway. Family Car Rental, treating you like family. WCEB.
Welcome back. Friday Night Frenzy, Thursday Night Edition. Thanks to Hurricane Ian, Tropical Storm Ian, on their way up here. But it's been a beautiful night for football. It's 69 degrees at kickoff. I hear it's a lot cooler out there right now at the moment. You know, I think only highs in the lower 50s or the upper 50s tomorrow. So October's closing in on us. Football weather closing in on us. And playoffs coming around in, what, 4 weeks now?
I believe they start the first Friday in November.
Yep, so it's all getting here. Teams are in mid-season form now. Penalties have been cut back. Everybody knows what they're doing out there, reacting instead of thinking about the plays. And I've got a good second half on the way here. 14-7 our score. Trojans on top of Hendersonville trying to defeat the Bearcats after taking a loss last year due to 5 turnovers and inability to score in the red zone. But right now, good game going on here. Trojans going to kick it off. They're again, going right to left. Hendersonville will have it. Smith it early. Hendersonville in the white pants, white jerseys. It's been a well-played game. Big plays on both sides of the field. And Six Toes getting ready to kick it off. Can he get to the end zone? Takes this line drive kick. Taken at the 11-yard line. There's the return right at the field. Trying to get to the outside. Breaks the tackle. That's number 3 on the carry.
I believe that's Elijah Ferguson, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that might be his name. Elijah Ferguson. We've got him all memorized.
Well, we've called him on every kick return because they're making a point to kick to him and stay away from Rasheed. So it makes sense.
Well, 1st and 10. See what Hendersonville's going to do. They'll probably stick with their main game plan that they've gone with the entire first half.
One of the things you love to look for is halftime adjustments. What adjustments were made at halftime? We're going to see this in the second half.
Chance Benefield's going to drop straight back, pump fake, throw the ball, caught at the 6, at the 45-yard line of the Trojans. That was number 6 with the reception. Tayshawn Collins. A good start for the Bearcat.
That two-man high safety that we cover two sort of look. Harrisville early adjustment, throw the middle of the field.
Yep, that's what you're talking about, adjustments, and they solved that one. So 1st and 10, now already in Trojan territory. 45-yard line. Again, Benefield back to pass. Going to throw it out in the flat. Overthrows his man at the sideline. May have just been a throwaway there.
I want to make sure we give a chance to credit that young man on the sideline, Eli Cole Davis, number 76. He made the catch for the Bearcats. Unfortunately, he's not one of the 11 on the field. So.
You know he's going to want to go out for tight end now. Second 10.
He did catch that one-handed. He held his helmet in his left hand, caught it with his right hand. So.
Got three receivers going through the right.
And a little wildcat action. Benefield split out wide. Receives in the backfield by himself.
About as wide as he can go.
You got to feel like this is going to be some sort of action in the backfield. Maybe a fake little touch pass, and Rashid will keep it and do it himself.
Waited too late on the play clock. They were trying to run it down, and they let the play clock expire. Well, I guess they weren't sure what they were going to do there. Waited a little bit too long.
Yeah, they had that. Definitely what we were just talking about, number three on the jet sweep action, but never got a chance to get going.
Let's see if they change their mind and stick with the same play.
Well, they are going to stick with the same lineup. They're just changing power side.
It's just a power sweep like you called. Oh, takes a big lick at the 45.
So here's what they did different when they lined up just a second ago. Three receivers to the left. Two to the right, they brought a man in motion. This time, they brought the motion to the strong side. And like you said, ran a little power sweep, picked up 5 yards.
That's just to give the defense something to think about, I guess. Now they're going back to the original offense. Yeah, Rudisell in there at tailback. Benefield, the quarterback. He's going to stay in shotgun, take the snap. He's going to stay in the pocket, looking downfield, throws a strike to number six, throws it behind the receiver, and another good catch. No incomplete, they're going to say he hit the ground.
Yeah, he used the ground to help corral that catch.
I agree with the call.
Honestly, if we had replay, it might get overturned. But I think the bigger problem right now is the fact that that young man was wide open on that pass route. The Harrisonville's found an adjustment, and that adjustment is we're going to try to attack the middle of the field, attack the middle of the zone, and they're having some open receivers out there right now.
Causing the punt, Cooper King on the kick, if only the second time here tonight. Maybe it'll pin the Trojans back deep.
And we didn't notice this earlier, and don't know if it's the same. Benefield is lined up. Not sure what position you call that. So this could be a little trickery, but it may not.
He's typing it, but he's in there maybe to block. King gets off a good kick. It rolled into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback. Thought that may die at about the 5, but it did take a good Trojan bounce.
Yeah, that was an end-over-end kick, but it was not going backwards. It was end-over-end to the front. And I'm sure Mosley noticed that in midair and said that ball's going to roll in the end zone.
Well, Chase defense got what we wanted here. They made the stop. Going to be first and 10 from the 25. They scored on their first possession of the ball game. Can they score here on the first possession of the second half?
There is a flag on the play. Holding on to Trojan. Wow, you don't see that often on the you don't see holding often on a touchback.
I think I've ever seen it on a touchback before. That's kind of odd. Going to back it up 10 yards. So it's going to be first and 10 now, but it's back to the 15-yard line instead of the 25. Just 15 more yards to add to your offense, I guess.
Yeah, chance for a 90-yard run here.
If McCombs was in, I think I would call it, or Rudisell could do it. Who's in at quarterback now?
Rudisell's at quarterback with Austin lined up next to him. I think there's some confusion by Hendersonville on whose ball it is. I think there might be some offensive players on the field. So I'm not sure if they're trying. They're going to have to burn the timeout. You feel like they would. I don't think the. Well, maybe not.
I guess the official's going to let them strain it out. They stopped the play clock or haven't started the play clock, and 10:29 to go. So
you can see all kinds of things in high school football, I guess.
Yeah, not sure what they were thinking. Here's the first down. It's going to be Austin right side. That touched it back to the left. Crosses the 10.
I got to tell you, Hendersonville is absolutely loading the box against Chase like I've never seen a team do. I don't know if there was a man outside of the box on defense there. That was an 11-man in the box. Never seen that look before defensively.
Did they not have the touchback at the 25?
They had originally marked it there, but then I believe they were mistaken because the touchback just brings it to the 20 in high school.
Okay, that's what I thought. Now it's at the 10, so there's Rudolph trying to get outside, cuts it back. Now decides to go back to the right again. He crosses the 15 to about the 17-yard line.
Corey Davis once again serving as the lead blocker. It's always a little challenging when you have a lead blocker, but then you start trying to push him one way into another block. He's not sure what you want from him, so a little bit of a challenge.
Good pickup for Rudolph. So it's going to be third down and 3, and Rudolph will check it out.
Let's see.
The rhythm is going in. Maybe a Wildcat.
I believe that's exactly what we're going to have. Both quarterbacks are on the sideline. So we'll see what happens here. We used to see this all the time with McCombs last season.
Yeah, he's going to push the pile for a first down. Crosses the 20. Just lowers his shoulder pads and pushes forward. Got about 2 yards and then pushed forward for 2 more.
When you do go to the Wildcat with the 10 blockers Chase put out there, that's about 2,500 pounds of pure meat in front of him blocking for Derisma. So you like your chances there if you're the Trojans.
They're going to keep it going here. Derisma going back out, gets the play from the sideline from Coach Cogdell. First and 10 at the 21-yard line, Derisma in there at Wildcat. Totally different change at halftime. Derisma takes a snap, going to run hard to the right side, picks up about 2 to about the 25. We talk about adjustments. That's one we didn't expect, did we?
No, we did not. Don't know. We saw the Wildcat a couple times this year with McCombs, but we did not see it last week against East Rutherford. But
he only had 3 carries last week, and Derisma out. Riddles will back in. Second down and 8. So
this is such a – the Trojans are in such a tight bunch formation. It's fun to watch. If you're an old-school pound football kind of guy, this is fun.
What they're doing, they're just taking it and running right, running left, and Riddles picks up about 5 yards on that carry on over the right side.
He did not get as much as I thought he got there. Going to make it third no longer than I expected.
And they must have gave him just not forward progress that time.
Yeah, I think Trojans might spread it out a little bit here.
Got Derisma in there in the slot. Looking back to the sideline again to Coach Cogdell for the signal. Third down and about 5. 7:10 to go in the third quarter. There's a pass caught by Derisma. Has a man to beat. Spins around at the 35. He's going to be tackled there.
Once again, a flag comes out from the umpire. I imagine this is going to be holding.
Yes, over there on the far side of the field, in the backfield, away from everybody. Looks like that Brennan Kingery was wide open down the left sideline.
Well, I got to say, this official, he's going to have to ice that elbow tonight as much as he's had to call holding.
I think it's the most penalty flags we've seen tonight. Now they roll the clock. 6:50 to go in the third. Trojans on top, 14-7.
This is eerily similar to that first drive of the game where a penalty put Chase in third and long, and they went for it on fourth down and got it. We'll see what happens.
Riddles will back, looks. He's going to be flushed out of pocket. Spins. He's dangerous in the end zone. Throws it and complete at the 18-yard line. Derisma gets up to the 25. Good job of scrambling and getting out of some pressure there by Rudelson.
He was actually able to keep his eyes downfield very nicely, and Derisma just could not make enough men miss, but not really his fault there.
Well, looks like they're back to punt now for the first time here in this half. That's 15, Zach Frazier.
I will say, I underestimated how good this Hendersonville defense was. They've done an excellent job tonight.
Every play now big. A good spinning punt's going to hit, and it's going to take a roll for the Trojans down to the 44-yard line. And it's going to be first and 10 Hendersonville. We'll take a timeout here and hear from our sponsor.
At Isothermal Community College, your career starts here. Want to get into a high-demand field with good pay? Check out our pathways in the fields of healthcare and nursing, public services like EMT and law enforcement, advanced manufacturing, and information technologies. Your dream is our mission. Let us help you find the path. Plus, with the Powers Promise, residents of Rutherford and Polk counties can attend tuition-free. For details, call 828-395-4193 or visit isothermal.com.
Portions of the following program.
Stadium. Benfield's going to roll out of pocket, flushed out. Going to just take a knee there at the 40, where he was under some heavy pressure by the Trojans.
A lot of credit. I mean, four rushers on the play. All four of them got in the backfield and gave Benfield nowhere to go.
Great job by the Chase defense, forcing a loss on the play. Second down and 13.
Yeah, with the Chase offense sputtering on that last drive a little bit. Chase defense will have to continue to step up.
He's holding a 7-point lead at the moment. Rudolph in the backfield, just behind Leonard Benefield.
Very surprised through two drives. Rudolph's not gotten a carry.
It's going to be a little faster number to Rudolph.
Looks like we're going to get a holding going the other way this time against Hendersonville.
Well played first half. It's turned into a sloppy second half, hasn't it, so far? But Trojans still lead it, 14-7. There's a hold call.
They don't get much easier than that. Anthony Smith just absolutely blew through the offensive line. He had no choice but to rip him down from the back of the jersey, or his quarterback, he'd been picking him up from the ground. So
now it's going to be second and long for the Bearcats. Trying to tie this game up here in the third quarter with 5:02 to go.
I know it's second and Chesney right now, but I would have to give this ball to Rudisil here on the carry. I would love to see it if you're Hendersonville offensively.
Yeah, second and 21.
False start, I believe. Receivers got a little antsy on this near side. They must have been running long routes on that play because they were looking to get a head start and get on down the field.
Wow. Here we go now. Fourth and our second down in 26. He's going to drop back to pass. Benefield looks downfield, has all kinds of time. Now he's rushed out of the pocket. He's going to roll. Sets his feet. Yeah. Intercepted at the 35-yard line. Heading downfield, going to take it at the 25.
Germany Harris on the interception. I did not realize this pre-snap. That was actually Eric Rashid in the backfield taking the snap out of quarterback. That looked like they were going to try to put a little trickery. Outstanding job of Germany Harris to make that play. And once again, the Chase defense stands up and makes the play. Now's a chance for the offense.
Needed a big play, and the Trojans have it almost in the red zone at the 25. First and 10, four down territory, I would think.
We're back to that dangerous backfield combination. McSwain at quarterback, Rudisil at tailback. It's going to be a lot of fun to see what they do here.
Let's get some points on the board. That's Rudisil gets it back. He's trying to outrun the defense. Can he get to the corner? He's to the 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Jalen Rudisil, no flags on the play. Trojan strike.
That was an outstanding job by not only the offensive line, but also Rudis. He had to immediately sidestep the rusher as soon as he got the ball. He made that move and then quickly accelerated to maximum speed, got around the corner for the easy touchdown.
That's what the Trojan defense, they made the interception, turned it up to the offense, and the score. That was from 24 yards out. His second touchdown of the game, and six toes on for the extra point. Kick is up. Looks like it's good from here, and it is. And with 4:24 to go in the third, Trojans advance 21-7 over Hendersonville. That stretches the lead to two scores now. take a timeout.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
The music's on us on WCAB.
Welcome back to Allen Stadium. 21-7. Trojans over the Hendersonville Bearcats on a Jalen Rudolph 20-yard touchdown run, making it 21-7 with 4:24 to go. That's a big score now.
That is a big score. Now we're going to find out where the Hendersonville panic meter is. Usually in situations like this, take West Henderson earlier in the year. They got down by about this same score. Immediately they tried to get it all back in one play, and that allowed West Henderson to hold on for the win. So we're going to find out how high that panic meter is right now for the Bearcats.
That's like going to the plate trying to hit a five-run homer, isn't it?
It is.
Sixto is going to be a short kick this time. It's going to take a bounce, and it's going to be a free ball picked up at the 25. Has some room, has a man to beat, and finally dragged down at the 40-yard line. Number 21.
By design, that wasn't a bad play. Hendersonville's gotten big returns on you, but a little too much time, a little too much space in there. Didn't hold their gaps on the kickoff man. So.
And that was the man, Jeremy Harris, saving the touchdown. A good field position start here for the Bearcats.
Find the Bearcats. Rudis was getting his handoff.
He'll mark it to 42, where it's first and 10.
But like I said, if that panic meter's high, they're going to go for a deep ball right off the bat.
They're going to give it to Rudis, left side. He's going to be stopped. Oh, gets away from that tackle, but goes for a loss. They don't give him forward progress. He's going to take about a four-yard loss on that play.
I believe we threw a flag down. This might be a face mask on the Trojans. I hope not. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, they're talking it over with Henderson.
But hopefully it's going to be a hold on Hendersonville.
Looks like they're going to mark it off. Five-yard penalty.
Sometimes I don't like being right, Terry. That was one of those times.
I never worry about that. it was a loss on the play, but first and nine. First and eight, you don't see that very often.
You don't. I'd give it to Rudis once again.
First down, eight. Benefield's going to have another bad snap. Throws a quick pass. Overthrows everybody. Went through about five different players' hands.
I'm going to tell you right now, when you overthrow C.J. Landrum, you have thrown it really high. That is a big man. It is hard to throw it too high out of his reach.
We're under 4 minutes now in the third quarter, 3:51 to go. Trojans up 21-7.
You know, earlier we talked about how good Turner McSwain was about setting his feet off that bad snap. Benefield did not set his feet after that snap on the ground. That's why that ball was
another
there.
Bad snap. He's under pressure, and can he get away? No, he does not. A loss on the play. Another bad snap for Benefield to handle.
16, Cameron Mills. He got back there and did not let Benefield escape. This is something else we talked about pregame. We said we know Benefield's going to try to make plays happen with his legs. Chase had to make tackles in the backfield, keep him corralled. They've done an outstanding job of that tonight.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten the big yardage out of those busted plays like he normally does. Third down and 13 now.
A little surprising. No targets for Eric Rashid yet this half. Feel like you got to go here on third and long.
Benfield's going to stop. Has time. Looks downfield. Throws it to Rashid. Crossing fire. He has one man to beat. He's to the 30. He's going to outrun the defense. Going to be tackled at the 10. Touchdown saving tackle out there, but you just caught it again. I'm going to take you and buy a lottery ticket. And it was Isaiah Dodd making the touchdown saving tackle.
Yeah, this same route we've seen multiple times, just a quick slant. Nothing special about it. Just finding the middle of that zone and making a play.
And still trying to run a play before the chains were set. Been waiting on the chains to get downfield.
All sides on the Trojans.
Oh, wow. Going to take a half distance to the goal. Think the official will at least let the chains get set, but it's first and goal, so I guess they don't really need the chains. At the four now, first and goal, and Hendersonville, that quick strike offense, trying to answer here.
Yeah, once again, to me, this has got to be Rudisil on the ground. You've had success in getting zone passing here in this half, hitting the middle of it, but you've not found much luck man-to-man. To me, this has got to be Rudisil up the middle.
Why they don't target Rasheed the entire night? That Benefield's going to throw, going to roll. He's flushed out the pocket, rolling right, stopped at the 10. Going to keep it himself. He's hit hard at the 5, loss on the play.
I didn't have time to say this before the play, but I said the only other way you wouldn't go to Rose is if you looked at Landrum one-on-one up top. Yeah. That was his initial look. Outstanding coverage at number 5, Kate Davis for the Trojans. Once again, Corral and Benefield keeping his legs under wraps is key.
And he's wanting to run that one. Couldn't find anybody open. Second and goal now from the 5, so actually lost about a yard on the play.
Surely they've got to go to Rudisil here. You can't make me be wrong 2 plays in a row.
Were they drawn off or did Chase jump offside? It is offside. Half the distance from the 5 is going to be between the 2 and the 3.
Yep. This first down started at the 9. They've got 6.5 yards without a positive offensive play.
That's something that can be corrected. The defense just antsy out there trying to stop this touchdown. Game's been all we get called for, hasn't it?
It has. A little power look here. It could be Landrum up the middle or a toss to Rudisil.
They stopped him last time.
That's a fumble.
Yes, it is. We're still sorting the file out.
I believe we've already got a statement for Chase, though. McCraney comes out with the ball. Looks like what happened there, Landrum got on Benefield quicker than he anticipated, and that resulted in Landrum never getting the handoff, and Chase picked it up, and another big stop.
That's a risk you take when somebody doesn't handle the ball that often. And that's twice that they've run that jumbo formation the Trojans have held. One was a stop on fourth down and here on the fumble, but they have it at the 1-yard line. You have to just give this to Austin and let him get what he can, I think.
Here we talked about before the game last year's matchup at Hendersonville. Chase could get to the red zone, couldn't score. Roles have flipped this year. Hendersonville's moved the ball. They're not getting points. So excellent job by the Chase defense tonight.
Yes, it is. They're going to send 3 to the right here. Ball's in the end zone. Bad snap. McSwain jumps on it. Does Hendersonville recover? Safety called. Okay, that's better than a touchdown.
That was the best of the worst situation.
McSwain coming up slow. He got jumped on and landed on the ball, but that's 2 points. First safety I've seen in a few years. Big safety on the play. Hendersonville now 21-9 is our score, and they will get the ball.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to express how big of a play that is. All the momentum was on this sideline. You know, you feel good if you chase. You've ran the ball successfully. You don't even get a chance to move the ball out of your own end zone.
First bad snap of the night, and it came at a bad time. We'll take a timeout here. Our score 21-9, 1:35 to go in the third quarter.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time.
WCAB. All right, welcome back to Allen Stadium, home of the Chase Trojans, where our score is now 21-9 after the safety. The Trojans recovered a fumble at their own 1-yard line, and then on the first play of the drive, the ball was snapped into the end zone. Got away from Terry McQueen. He luckily dove on it to avoid giving up a touchdown and made it 21-9 as our score. Now Chase to kick it off. Sixto kicked it, taken at the 40-yard line with some room to run. Back at the middle, ticks it to the inside, cuts it outside, has a man to beat, back outside to the 20-yard line. That was a great return by Elijah Ferguson. Another good return.
He's been flirting all night with a big one just like that. He's been held to 20, 25 yards a pop. Not that time. Like I said, Chase special teams coverage has not been fantastic tonight. And that's how quickly 2 points turned into nine. And there was a flag, a face mask on the Trojans.
Oh, momentum's acting like Hurricane Ian and just going all over the place, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You don't often see a flag for face mask 15 yards behind the tackle. That's what we had there.
Wow. I think, like you said, the team that had them all last year is probably going to come out with a victory here tonight. Tightening up, Chase led it 21-7. Right now it's 21-9.
It feels like we're just restarting that last drive. Harrisville got to the 10. Harrisville has two more points there.
Let's hope for the same results here. First and 10 from about the 11-yard line. End around. Rashid's going to go outside. He's going to get in and into the corner at the pylon, and he's across.
He is. He got a little help. He had an offensive lineman blocking. He had a good hold of Brandon Kingery. Surprised they didn't draw the flag, but they didn't call it, so it's in the end zone stick.
Rashid takes it in from 11 yards out, and this game's tied again. Waiting on the extra point. Are they going to go for two? I guess it really don't matter at this point. It's a 21-15 game. Now the offense has to answer for the Trojans. King with the kick. The left footer kicks it up. A little bit of pressure on it. Kick is good. With 1:16 to go, as our score is Chase 21. Bearcats 16. Tightening up a little bit here. 1:16 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back.
You're in the mood for good food, not just fast food. It's time to visit Wayne's Lunchbox in Spindale. Of course, he does offer the favorites like burgers and hot dogs, but he also serves up a delicious hot meal of meats and vegetables. And beginning Tuesday, September the 6th, Wayne will have brand new hours, Monday through Thursday, 11 until 7 p.m. Yep, Wayne is going to serve supper, starting at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., a dinner menu of meats and vegetables only. That's Wayne's Lunchbox, 391 East Main Street in Spindale. Call 828-395-2225. Wayne's Lunchbox is a proud supporter of high school football.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Welcome back, football fans. Thursday edition of Friday Night Frenzy. Good ball game here, 21-16. Trojans on top with the Hendersonville Bearcats. Was 21-7, and the Bearcats have scored now after a safety and then a quick 11-yard touchdown run. Eric Rashid.
Why, did they even take 20 seconds off the clock scoring those 9 points? That was quick.
There was 1:35, and now there's 1:16. There's a kick taken at the 10. Can the Trojans get outside? Coverage is down there, and he's tackled at about the 17-yard line. Good coverage by Hendersonville, and we said special teams may decide this ball game tonight.
Right now, it's in favor of the Bearcats.
Good, they've had good returns on the kicks. If this Chase offense can get back together here, should be McSwain out there again, I believe, and Austin.
I think it's Rudisil's turn.
Yep, he's out there now.
It's confusing because Rudisil scored on as a tailback a couple drives ago.
That's right. So Rudelson's out now, quarterback, has Austin. Coming Rudelson with a keeper, right side, going to stay on his feet, trying to take the ball out of his hand. He's hit hard at about the 24-yard line.
It's another flag thrown by the umpire. His arm's got to be sore. It's Tommy John surgery tomorrow. Man, that's a lot of flags he's thrown tonight.
It may be new. He may be trying to work some of them wrinkles out of it. That's going against the Bearcats. He's trying to even things up a little bit.
We like it when he throws his arm out calling that, don't we?
That's a 15-yarder. Move the ball to the 39. First down and 10 for the Trojan. Rudisil gets to Austin right side. He's looking for a block, trying to get it outside. Has a man going to corral him around the corner, though. Ran a long way to lose a yard. Maybe two. That play just never developed that time as Austin tried to break it outside and couldn't get over there.
Really, for the first time all night, Harrisville sideline stand has some juice to them. They're really rooting this Bearcats defense to make another stop.
Second down and 10, no gain. He was able to get it back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10, Rudels is going to take it himself. Right out of the middle, runs hard, picks up almost enough for the first down. They may give him that. The 50-yard line will be a first down.
Just as quick as the Trojans lose two, they pick up 14. Excellent run by Rudisdale. He is a difference maker at the quarterback position. He really is.
Kind of Lamar Jackson type out there, isn't he?
I think we're going to come to the end of the third quarter now.
That's going to do it. 3 seconds to go. We're going to head into the third quarter. Our score, Chase 21, Hendersonville Bearcats 16. We'll be back for an exciting fourth quarter after these messages. My sponsor.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
It's the store folks in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton.
WCAB.
Fourth quarter on the way here. Handoff to Austin over the right side, picking up some big yardage. Crosses the 45 of the Bearcats down to the 42.
Real quick, I'm going to give a quick shout out to my cousin Kim Keever and the Chase High Marching Band delivering us some fresh homemade baked good cookies and things. So we're thankful for that and thankful for them.
Another quick snap. Redskins hands off to Austin again, trying the right side. Can he get to the corner? Cuts it back. Breaks the tackle across the 35-yard line with a big hit of his own. Picking up another Trojan first down.
You know, I spoke at halftime. I said, there's going to be an opportunity to chase. They're going to have an opportunity to put this game away. This is one of those drives that wins ball games. They're just taking over the trenches, dominating the clock, continue to move the chains. Excellent drive by the Trojans without having to put the ball in the air.
Yeah, they had the perfect offensive line to do that with. Rudis are going to take the snap, going to keep it himself, look for a hole, break it to the left. Oh, takes a big hit at about the 32-yard line.
Number 42 for Bearcats, Paul Orr. It's a nice little name for a linebacker.
Yeah, he stood up, Rudis, there after
did.
A short game. It'll be second and 8. Chase hoping to keep the ball on the ground here and move the chains. 21-16 advantage for the Trojans. They need another touchdown here. Rudis will give the Austin right side, cuts it back, looks for his blockers. Going to get to the 30, but the Hendersonville Bearcats are there. I think he didn't get anything much out of that one. May have lost a yard.
Yeah, he's got to get more north and south. He's trying to get east and west right now, and yeah, he's more of a north-south runner, and that kind of cost him a couple yards there.
They had that right side earlier. Now the Bearcats have made the change, I guess, to fix it.
Yeah, they've loaded up that side a little bit more, and they're trusting C.J. Landrum to hold his own on the backside, and he's done that so far.
Second and 7 now. Ball at the 31-yard line of the Bearcats. Rudis was going to take it, going to keep it himself, face the handoff. He's got nowhere to go. Rolls forward, though, to about the 28-yard line.
It's going to make it fourth and about 4 yards here.
Ooh, this is a tough call here. Almost too close to punt it. DeRisma.
Yeah, we've seen DeRisma kind of on these sort of plays run across the middle and sit down. Would not be surprised to see that here.
Here we go. Going for it down.
And again, we could see a shot to the end zone here to DeRisma. I think both options are on the table.
I'm saying Rudis will keep it here. Fourth and 4, may try to draw them offside. Would be enough for a first down. Rudis will take the snap. Going to drop. He's going to be. I think it might have been a timeout call.
No, there was a flag by the umpire. False start.
Oh, now they may change their mind. Fourth down. down and 9 coming up instead of 4th and 4. Yep, it's 4 down territory. Might as well go for it, I guess.
Makes this a whole lot harder here. 4th and a short 10, you could say, or a long 9.
4th down 9.
If you've got the confidence in Rudisil and Derisma, it's open, one on one deep down the field.
I think I take my chances. Rudisil back, gonna be flushed out of the pocket. He escapes the sack, throws downfield, has a man. High pointed at the 10 and caught down to the 5 yard line.
In today's world, that's what you call getting moss. That was Randy Moss-esque by Derisma. Went up over Rasheed. Pull the ball down, outstanding hand strength, catch it, turn around, pick up 5 more yards. Heck of a job by Derisma.
Like he took that away from 2 defenders. That's a first and goal now.
But none of that's possible without Rudisil's elusiveness in the backfield.
Yeah,
he stepped up in the pocket, stepped into pressure, but then wiggled his way out and kept his eyes downfield and found Derisma.
That could be another play of the game. We've had 4 or 5 of those in that.
We have.
Derisma back in there now, going to go into the backfield, it looks like.
And I will say, with McCombs out, Derisma has stepped up and played some of his best football.
First and goal, end around, that's the handoff. Yeah. Austin's going to get in the end zone, touchdown.
That was great play design. They've given it to Derisma, the Wildcat. He's kept it around the left side or right side. This time they're working a little reverse to Brendan Austin. Dug his right foot in the ground, cut back upfield, went north and south. And finish through 2 defenders.
That was a pretty play design there, and that gives the Trojans a lead that they might be able to hold on to now.
Now the question is, do you go for 2 here and make it a 13-point game or attempt to? I think you kick it because then you make it a three-possession game. Two touchdown game, excuse me.
6 toes is in there. Austin lined up to the left side and came around for that touchdown. The kick is up, and it looks like it's going to be good with that. 7:53 to go, 28-16 our score. Trojans lead the Bearcats. We'll be back for the fourth quarter.
Hello, I'm Jason Weiss, seeking the office of sheriff for the third time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff. Vote Jason Weiss.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Back to action here. Chase getting ready to kick it off, leading at 28-16. Momentum back on this side. I think momentum's in the Trojan suit down there right now. Walking around.
Troy the Trojan. Hey, what an answer by the Trojans. Hendersonville had taken the momentum, safety, the quick score. Chase marches down the field, puts together an outstanding drive, and here we go back up by 12 with less than 8 minutes to go.
Couldn't ask for anything better. Here's a kick by 6 toes. Got a little into that one. It's going into the end zone.
That's the kick they needed all night. What a big time for him to have. They're going to make Hendersonville go 80 yards.
That's perfect kicking. Maybe that hurricane wind got behind that one just a little bit. I have to give credit to 6 Toes for getting that one in.
He's done an outstanding job for the Trojans this season handling kicking duty.
Well, here we go. What does Hendersonville have in them here on this drive? 7:53 to go. 28-16 to score. Benefield straight downfield. Going to have it caught and out of bounds. Reception is made at the 44-yard line.
You might have to think about bracket coverage on Rasheed. He's been dynamite this second half.
He's having a big game, and that was a big pickup. 24 yards on the reception. And it's first down, and Hendersonville trying to answer quick here. Still plenty of time left. 7:35 to go. And they've almost abandoned Rudisil back there in the backfield.
Yes, they have.
Feels like a lost soul. First and 10, Benefield's going to take it, going to pitch it late to Rudisil. He's going to be a short game, hit hard at the 45.
You know, it may just be me. I've never liked the option run to the boundary side. You just don't have enough room to operate over there. I'm not a fan of the play call. Now, if he had broken 60 yards, I'd have loved the play call. But most of the time, that does not happen on the opposite of the boundary.
I don't understand the reason for that either. You got all this room over here. You think you could find more holes to run through.
No question.
Second and 8 now. Benfield going to drop about 7 yards back in the shotgun formation. Russell moves to the right. Has a quick pass out. Has some blockers up front. A little bubble screen. Gets to the 50-yard line. Lowers his head. Pushed out of bounds. That was number 3. That was Elijah Ferguson.
Yep. Called his name light on kickoffs. First time calling it as a receiver.
Yeah, he just kind of took a step back and got that and looked for some blocks. I think he had more blocks if he took toward the middle of the field. Rashid back in there. Eric Rashid. He's wide right. Got Elijah Ferguson and got the Landrum out here to the left.
I'll be surprised if this ball does not find Rashid in some way.
3rd and 5 coming up.
I feel like Benefield's going to roll right and look for Rashid.
Blitz is on. They pick it up. Benefield's going to roll. Throws it. That's Landrum with the catch. And he's a big guy to bring down. Spins forward for a first down. Good job by Benefield escaping that blitz. That was a safety blitz.
It was. He might have been looking to that side of the field originally, but he never had a chance to set and look that way. Because like you said, that safety fire blitz is coming.
He timed that perfect. And Landrum's got possibly a leg cramp down there. He's holding that calf muscle. Had one of those the other day. Whew. They'll tend to him. Great ball game here tonight. Hendersonville 2-0. Trojans 1-0 coming in. The winner of this game will be either tied with Brevard or half a game up if Hendersonville wins it. The Chase leading at 28-16 right now. Clock with 6:25 to go. Again, both of these teams not used to playing four full quarters. See what they're made of here. And they could be showing youth about this time in the game. Landrum sitting on the sideline.
Yep.
Watching. If they can hold up pretty good.
I'll tell you, though, what Chase has done so far on this drive is outside of that first play, they've not allowed the big play. And that's what they've got to do here. They've got to make Hendersonville eat up as much clock as they can without giving up a quick score.
Yeah, they 7:52. Used up a good bit of time here. Chase scored. It's 7:53 to go, so they've used up a minute on this drive. 28-16 our score. Landrum still having trouble walking, but he's out there trying to get to the sideline. Now he's going to hop a little bit to the 50 and get on off the field with one leg. And about to get underway here. 1st and 10. After the reception by Landrum, picks up the first down. Got the Bearcats moving right to left. Benfield flushed out of the pocket. He's going to be sacked.
Oh, damn!
Cameron Mills gets credit for that sack. Germany Harris deserves credit for that as well. He came around this side, the left side. Forced Benfield up. Mills was waiting on him. Outstanding job by the bookends for the Trojans.
Big play that time by the Trojan defense.
That's one way to keep Rashid from getting the ball. You put pressure on him. Don't ever give him a chance to set or look for somebody.
That's a loss of about 6 now. 2nd down and 16. This is the big 2nd down play here. Benfield rolls, throws it out to the flat. Ooh, caught up near the original line of scrimmage. Gain of about 6 on the play.
Number 8, Isaiah Dodd. Outstanding job. Played zone coverage as perfect. You can play it. Run with Rashid up the sideline. Recognized the short pass. Came up, made the tackle. Didn't allow any extra yards after catch.
Malik Russell with reception brings up 3rd and 9 after the 7-yard pickup. 4-down territory here for the Bearcats. 5:20 to go in the ballgame. Trojans leader. There's pump fake. He's going to be pressured. It gets a sack down there. Finally going to go down. Almost got away from that when it's a 45.
Reagan McCraney, unbelievable. 2 blockers. Don't care. He splits them. Drives them back into Benfield's lap. Misses Benfield originally. Does not give up. Makes the sack. Outstanding effort.
They want to know what he enjoys more, playing defensive line or offensive line. Right now, I think it's defense.
This is borderline the game right here, Terry. This is fourth and long. Not much time left.
As a flag, maybe procedure call. Going to be fourth and 19, it looks like. Yep.
Andrew still tried to speed things up while the Trojans were making substitutions, but this went a little too fast.
Fourth and 19 coming up. Big play here on fourth down. Almost if you was Hendersonville, punt the ball away and try to pin the Trojans deep, but they're going for it here. Fourth and 19. There's another fast snap. There's a pass down the sideline going to Rasheed. Ball knocked away. Incomplete. That could be ball game.
Who else but Tavon DeRisma? He's done it all night on the offensive end against Rasheed. There he does it on defensive end.
And he did the right thing by not intercepting that. Chase will get the ball up near the 50.
And he also did a great job of not interfering with Rasheed on that route. High school, you don't have to turn around and look at the ball. Just can't impede the run, the receiver. He did neither. Excellent job there by DeRisma.
That was two athletes going at each other hard right there.
It was.
Well, first and 10 for the Trojans now at their own 49-yard line, trying to run out 4 minutes and 27 seconds here off the clock.
And Terry coming back to it. Talked at halftime. There's going to be a drive. You're going to have a chance to put this game away. This is that drive.
This is it. If they can get a 4-minute drive out of it, and even a score would be huge. 28-16 our score. Trojans lead it, and they have the ball. Hendersonville with some timeouts left. Rudolph looking for it all. Going to be flushed out of the pocket. That's McSwain. Ball at the 45, a sack on the play. That gives Hendersonville some life.
The only good thing about that is the clock's still running.
McSwain looking to put the game away here with a touchdown strike. That was Landrum with the sack. And another cramp going up out there for one of the Hendersonville Bearcats. Could be a decisive drive here in the ball game.
I will say this. I don't necessarily mind the play call. It's a chance to put the final dagger in the coffin. For once, Hendersonville did not just leave a receiver one-on-one. He had safety help that time, took away the post route.
Good call. Loss of 5 on the sack. McSwain was able to get back a little bit of yardage on that. It would have been a big sack if it went down initially. Stay right here. Trojans looking to go to 2-0 in region play. And 6-0 on the season. That's what they were hoping for.
You've got to feel like you're 2 first downs away from putting yourself in the position to run this clock out.
4:06 to go, I think. Both teams have 3 timeouts remaining. I think.
I believe you're right. I believe if anybody used one, it was Hendersonville. I do not remember specifically if one of the timeouts they used was at the end of the first half or the start of the second half.
Yeah. And we'll keep a 10. The guy finally getting off the field. That's 11 for Hendersonville. Another cramp, I believe. Dennis Waters. They're about to get back on the way here. Second and 15 coming up, or 14, we'll call it. Underway. Here we go. Second down 14 now. Back to action after injured players hipped off the field and stretched out on the sideline. It's going to be Turner McSwain, the quarterback, hoping to close out the game here.
One final to report. South Point defeated Crest 35-13.
South Point's got a good team, though.
They do. Setting up a mammoth showdown with Kings Mountain next Friday night.
Chase running the clock, the play clock down to 5 seconds now for the play go. There's Austin right side, going to pick up the outside. That's beautiful. He's going to turn on the speed down the sideline and push out inside the 10. Rudolph's well over 100 yards tonight, maybe getting close to 200. in there in the backfield. Thought it was Austin, but number 10, Jalen Rudolph.
I would love to know the last time someone had 100 yards rushing who started at quarterback, but then also had 104 playing tailback. I'd love to know if quarterback's ever done that.
Good question to look up. I'll have to get Google out and see what I can find out. Well, that's going to be first and 10. We're going to mark it just outside the 10-yard line. And Jay's going to let this play clock run down and the game clock.
Well, I believe the game clock should have stopped for the out-of-bounds run there.
Yeah, they're going to be resetting it. There we go. He did push him out of bounds. First and goal, I guess, from the 10. Rudolph again. He's to the 5. Stays on his feet. Pushes into the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown, Jalen Rudolph. That should put it away now.
You wanted game stealing. You got it. Rudolph, the offensive line, doing what they've done all night, dominate Harrisville up front, puts his game in the bag.
34-16, waiting the extra point. That should put it away there. So we may see a heavy dose of Eric Rashid coming out here on this next drive. And they're doing this without McCombs, too. That's the thing. So
yes, they are.
Very well-rounded team.
Yes, they are. They're good in all three facets and just outstanding.
Snap, kick, six toes with the kick, puts it up, and it's good. And that makes it 35-16, our score with 2:56 to go. We'll take a quick timeout and get back to the final 3 minutes after this.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
Let the WCAB marketing team go to work for your business. It works. Call Tracy or Jim at 287-3356.
No, that's Hendersonville's Rudolph. Yeah. And DeRisma has the other two, right? Yeah. Austin got one.
That's right.
DeRisma caught one from McSwain. Oh, back to action now. Looks like it's 35-16 with 2:56 to go in the ball game. Chase looking to get those demons out tonight against Hendersonville.
Yeah, Six Toes is trying to line up at the old school 35, not the 40.
Another good kick by Six Toes, taking that to 5. Going to be Elijah Ferguson again, I believe. Going to be dragged down. Good coverage this time by the Trojans.
This is how you know momentum has shifted to you. You've got all the energy. You've got all the enthusiasm. Shortest kickoff return of the night for Ferguson there.
They went about 12 yards. They have it inside their own 20-yard line. And Trojan defense just needs to pin their ears back and put some pressure on the quarterback here. First and 10. 2:48 to go. Looks like Benefield. Come in the backfield by himself. Going to completely air it out unless he has some running lanes to go through.
Well, if you're Chase, you just cannot give up the big play. Make them drive the field.
Benfield, quick pass out. I believe that ball is tipped, maybe, up to the 20, up to the 24-yard line.
Rudolph on the catch.
A short game. Didn't go downfield as deep as I thought they would on that pass. 5 yards to go here on second down.
We're back to Eric Rashid in the backfield. I don't know if you necessarily call this a wildcat or not. Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
He's probably not going to throw it, so he's not running. They're letting the clock run, so in no hurry, which is good news for the Trojan fans. She's going to take the snaps, going to fake the handoff, looking for a block, going to try to get to the corner. He's to the 25, lowers his head to the 30, takes a big hit at about the 32. She picks up a first down, but he needs a whole lot more than that.
I'll say this, though. Eric Rashid, that is a really good football player. There's not many teams in this state. I would say there's probably not a team in this state that wouldn't like to have him lined up at wide receiver for him.
Exactly. He's done everything tonight.
Very impressive.
First and 10 now, 1:40 to go as this game's winding down and the Trojans looking to come out on top. Benefield back in at quarterback. Another quick flip. Thinking about an end-around pass, maybe not. Looking for a loss, going to get out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. That's rudisal.
Look, and I'll say this. For the majority of this second half, Benefield has been hobbling around. I don't know if he doesn't have the strength to plan on that back foot, throw it deep downfield. Maybe that's why we're seeing these routes we're seeing, but he is gimpy out there at the moment.
He did leave the game for a play or two, didn't he?
Yeah.
So 1:25 to go. Clock running. No clock stop with out-of-bounds play. 1:27. It's second down and 4. Benefield.
Don't have all sides on the Trojan.
That may be enough for a first down. Encroachment. Chase ready to get this thing over with and celebrate a victory. Big game here tonight. It was all it lived up to be. I think we talked about it, how good it's going to be, a good game, and it was tight until the last couple of minutes. Benfield now going to drop. He's going to throw a quick pass. Throws it behind his receiver. It's about the 42-yard line, incomplete.
Yeah, there's something going on with Benefield's lower half because he's not really setting his feet, driving off that back foot. He's kind of leaning on his front foot and trying to throw it with his upper body as opposed to using his lower body for the leverage.
It's going to be a sore ride back home with a loss. I imagine if Hendersonville could have pulled this out, it'd feel a little bit better going back home.
No question about it.
Second down. Benefield's going to roll, throws it out. Just caught out there for a first down. Didn't get out of bounds, down about the 42.
Stop the clock long enough to move the chain.
I believe that's Todd Lattimore. First and 10. 1:10 to go.
That clock cannot run fast enough if you're a Trojans fan.
Benfield dropped back, little bubble pass out to Elijah Ferguson. He's going to stay on his feet, breaks a couple of tackles. Down to about the 36-yard line. The Trojans are there. They have about 5 guys around the ball.
Here's the thing. Well, you just said it. There were 7 guys around the ball carrier at the time of the tackle. You're up 35-16 with 56 seconds left, and your defensive players are still flying to the football like that. That's every coach's dream. You cannot give enough credit to what Coach Coggle and these defensive coaches have done with this defense over the last couple of years.
That was, had a timeout called. I'm imagining Hendersonville called that one.
They did. I really think their folks on getting one more score, and then they just would like to see this not be their lowest scoring output of the year and not their largest defeat of the season.
Yeah, good job by the Chiefs defense. Hendersonville was averaging 242 points they had scored coming in.
Through 5 games, 6 games, what was it? 6 games?
Yeah. They're averaging 40 on the road, giving up 14.6, and they're scoring 45 at home.
And if you take out that West Henderson game, they're probably averaging 60 points a night. So.
Benefield drops back, has some time. Now it just falls down. I think you're right about the injury. He just feet slipped out from under him.
It did. He actually slipped out of his shoe there.
Oh.
So he didn't have much of a chance when that shoe came off.
And official stopped the clock with 45 seconds to go. That's a big loss on the play. They take their second time out to keep the clock from running. Benfield a little beat up out there.
He is.
He played tough the entire game.
I got to tell you, watching this Chase Trojans team tonight, I'm going to walk away from the farm tonight very impressed at all 3 facets of the game with the Trojans.
Right.
Not just their defense. Not just with their offense, not just with the special teams. Running the ball, passing the ball, defending the run, defending the pass. You know, if you want to talk about anything that might be a next, the penalties, kickoff coverage. But the last 2 kickoffs, that improved greatly. So, again, you're going to be happy if you're the Trojans. This is a big win. This is a huge first step. Like we said before, game, huge first step climbing this mountain. But this Mountain Foothills Conference, mountain, if you would.
After the timeout, it's going to be 3rd and 12 coming up. Trojans are going with 3 defensive linemen. They got another 4th one up here now. Benfield gets a low snap. He's pressured, gets away. Now he's going to go down again. Nowhere to throw the ball. He just takes that sack to avoid from getting hit again. He falls to the ground.
40 seconds left. The coverage was outstanding. That was, again, you don't want to overuse this phrase, but it is what it is. That was a covered sack. Coverage has been fantastic all night. It really has. 1 or 2 slip-ups, but if you don't have 1 or 2 slip-ups against Andersonville, you're just an abnormal defense. Chase played extraordinary tonight, both sides of the ball. Clean up the penalties, clean up the kickoff coverage. This is a 4th and 5th round playoff team. This team will be practicing on Thanksgiving Day.
I think so. It'll have to be a huge confidence boost for them here tonight as we await these final 38 seconds. Hendersonville calls their 3rd and final timeout. Like you, they're going to try to go to the end zone. It's 4th down. If they don't pick this up, then Chase will get the offense one more time. They'll take a knee.
That's the best formation in football.
That's it.
As long as you're the one doing it.
If they got secondary back, going to have 4th down, 17. Winifield's in the backfield by himself. Ball now at the Chase 48-yard line.
They've got to get all the way to the 31 for a first down.
Here we go. 4th down, Benfield's in the pocket. He's having trouble, throws it downfield. Oh, that was almost a setup there on the defensive back, laid off of.
Hey, that was outstanding job by Jahari Mosley. If he lays him out, it's a penalty. He knew that. He just made sure the pass wasn't complete.
That was a smart heads-up play, and that's going to 4th down now. It turns the ball back over to the Trojans. 31 seconds to go. They'll run one play here and take a knee and close out this game.
Yep, the students are eager to storm the field. They're down here at the corner of the stadium. They're going to charge the field here in 31 seconds. They're going to celebrate this victory. Coach Goddard is trying to get the fans pumped up. They're excited. This is an outstanding start this season for the Trojans.
Yeah, they made this home crowd very happy here tonight. Homecoming night. A lot of teams don't play good on homecoming. The Trojans didn't have that problem tonight. Like a 50 late getting in. They're going to let him come back out there. Takes a knee. That's Rudisell. I could be player of the game. I guess we were giving out a player of the game. We'd have to go to Rudisell or one of those defensive players.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if you could pick a player of the game tonight. You have to pick a team of the night. This was a team thing. What a huge victory. What a huge performance by the Trojans tonight.
A statement win for the Trojans as the last 5 seconds run off this clock. We'll take a couple of breaks here, listen to our sponsors, be back. The final score here tonight, 35-16, Trojans over the Bearcats.